life's gone down the drain. Your body's wrecked with pain. There's just one thing to blame. Dynamite in the brain.
You're listening to Dynamite in the Brain with Brian Smith and Anthony Askew. Tonight's episode, Summer Preview 2017.
Ooh.
Yes, we've claimed it back from Let's Go because we needed something to do an extra episode on, which would involve watching things. Though possibly the amount of trailers I watched was longer than the Ganso movie.
Oh gosh, I never put that into perspective.
It's probably not true, because I think a lot of these trailers I may have gone, nope, and stopped them
very,
before getting
very
all the
way quickly into watching, yeah.
So we're taking it back to how we used to do it, and we're going to talk about every single thing, mainly because I think if we just picked out the things which interested us, this would be a very short episode.
10 minutes long, at best.
Nah, so this is a list that started in alphabetical order, but I then changed the Japanese names to the English names were available. So some of them are no longer in alphabetical order. So first up though, 18 If. I think that's how he's pronounced. May just be 18.
I think they refer to it as 18.
Yes.
I don't know why they put the if on.
This is a multimedia project, which will be this anime, a mobile game and a virtual reality game. And it's made by Gonzo. I don't know when the last time they did anything, let alone anything good. But I have to say, the trailer did look intriguing. But they've caught me so many times before. So many times. How about you, Anthony? What do you think of...
I quite like the look of it, but there's just so little given away that I don't want to give in to a fancy trailer. Not this early in the game, shall we say. I mean, what are the mobile games like? Like, what kind of games are they?
I've no idea.
But it looks cool. It does look cool.
Yeah, it looked intriguing.
Yeah.
Next up, Action Heroine Cheer Fruits, which appears to be the same premise as Rolling Girls, but looks really shitty and there's no actual fighting. In which, here we go, apparently it's like a city. The cities are creating local heroines to promote the cities, and a bunch of girls try and become the local heroine of this particular city.
I mean, I like the design choice of long scarves. I always like a long scarf, but I don't think that's going to win me over.
I'm assuming that's a Kamen Rider reference.
Because
He likes the long scarf.
Yeah, long scarves are cool.
But yeah, and it looked really mediocre as well. Even the premise, not impressing.
Yeah. No.
No. Okay. Next up, Aho Girl, which is, I believe, about an idiot girl, and the trailer made it look really annoying.
Oh, yeah, she's, like, from what you can gather, she's, like, failing school, and, like, there's, like, they're getting body slammed and stuff. I don't know, but I don't...
The voice of the main character, the title character, is just so annoying. I assume that's the point, but...
Yeah,
can't be dealing with. Now watch me love it and watch it every week.
I mean, is it a short?
I think it might be a short, yeah.
Well, that's somewhat more encouraging. Slightly.
Next up, Welcome to the Ballroom. Well, I watched the latest trailer. It looked better than the earlier trailers. I think the dance scenes will be the thing which makes it. It's Yoshimi Itazu directing, and he was the character designer and animation director on Miss Hokusai, which I liked a lot. So I'm looking forward to seeing this, and it's already been announced that it'll be on Amazon Prime.
Yay. Well,
yay for us, because we've got Amazon Prime.
I'm super on board for this, actually, because I remember people talking about it on Twitter, like the manga and stuff. It's like, that sounds cool. Like, I think I just finished watching a bit of Yuri on Ice, so I was kind of, I could fancy more dancing things and all that kind of stuff. So, yeah, I'm definitely going to be watching this. back on the wagon with this.
And theme songs by Unison Square Garden, who I believe did the closing theme on Blood Blockade Battlefront.
Oh, that's good. That's good. Yeah, I'm going to watch this.
And also the Tiger and Bunny theme song, which I didn't know until Niall told me the other day. So that's probably going to be on the list. Probably won't watch it on Let's Go because Niall and Dwayne...
Can't. Which sounds so harsh, but... And I understand their reasoning. If they don't get next day delivery in Ireland...
Yes.
I mean, Prime's cool, but it's next day delivery.
It's not worth it without the next day delivery.
No, it's not.
No. Everything else is a bonus to the next day delivery.
Absolutely.
Next up, Battle Girl High School, Battle Girl Project. Apparently this is based on an RPG. Schoolgirls in the future battle invaders, generic character design and helium voices.
This looks like the kind of thing like all those Love Live fans will be into. There's something about colour coordinated girls.
I think you underestimate the appeal of the song and dance.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah, you're probably right, but I don't know. I always just think people love colour coordinated characters and they're like, oh, I like the green one.
Yeah, I'm sure there's an element of Love Live fans, but I think Love Live's massive popularity
is the music.
Is the music and the dance bits play a part.
Yeah, maybe I'm selling those fans short, making them a bit two-dimensional, where they're in fact three-dimensional.
Not watching that. Next up, Centaur's Worries, which is another show for people who like to jerk it to the Monster Manual.
They're becoming far too common, these things. There's a lot of monstery stuff. Monster girls.
This looks so adequate in the terms of animation. It's like nothing flashy about it at all.
No. I mean, I like the look of the angel girl, because I think she reminded me of Chaika from Coffin Princess. But you know you're trying to... You know you're digging deep when that's your only praise for something. So, there's so many monstery things. Isn't that... What a dragon maid? They're all...
Yeah, I watched all Dragon Maid, though.
Oh, did you like that?
I didn't like it as much as Dwayne and Niall did. I liked it as much at the start, but I was not as enamoured with its sentimentality as it went along.
But it must have been good enough to stick with.
Oh, yeah, so it looks fucking amazing. That's the other thing about it. Whereas Centaur's Worries looks, as I said, adequate.
Adequate.
Yeah. Next up, Cleo no Akari. And which I assume will get a better English name at some point. Anyway, apparently Minori is an illness-stricken, constantly bullied orphan. And to that I say, nope, not watching that.
Did you get that information from the trailer?
No, I got the information from the My Anime List synopsis, who got it from Anime News Network.
Right, because I watched the trailer, I was like, God, he's good, if you can get that premise from that. But, I mean, I think it sounds really heartbreaking. Like, on paper, it sounds like, God, that's going to be dark. But looking at it, it's like,
of the synopsis makes it sound even darker. But
oh, really? Go on, then.
After one rainy day, she doesn't turn up at school after being admitted into a hospital in a distant town. 2 months passed, and the girl's two school friends receive a mysterious email with no sender listed. The email reveals a summer festival taking place at a nearby town. Ellipsis.
Wow.
So maybe it has a really dark start and then it's all happy festival times later on. Anyway, not interested.
I might try it, you know. Because I think it sounds... If it's a more... The trailer doesn't do the premise justice. If I hadn't watched the trailer and only heard the synopsis, I'd be like, ooh, this could be... If it's well written, it could be good. But the trailer just doesn't sell it.
I don't know.
It's like a different show.
Just say no to orphantainment. That's what I say. Next up, Dive! With two exclamation marks. Which is going to do for high diving what Free did for swimming, apparently.
Yeah, I mean, It looks like a, to me, I watched it, I was like, oh, it looks like a free fan project. Like a group of free fans have got together and...
As I said, the swimming trunks weren't small enough in Free. We're going to make them smaller.
They are very small. Very small. But now I don't think it's got the same charm. Like the characters don't have that same. There's something about the Free characters. They've all look quite unique and you can tell like the personalities to some degree. Whereas these just look adequate. I'm going to use adequate as a
descriptor. It feels very me too. It's like we're just going to get Free's leftovers or the people who like Free and who want more of the same and are willing to accept something which isn't Free.
Yeah.
To tide them over in the meantime.
Yeah, for sure.
Next up, Fate/Apocrypha. It is a parallel worlds Fate story. Hopefully it takes place in a less boring universe than all the other Fate projects that I've experienced.
I've tried them in the past and I always get very, very put off very quickly. Too much chatting. Not enough action. And then when I see clips of the action, I'm like, oh, maybe I would like this. But I never last long enough. But maybe this is the one.
This seems to be like a what-if story as well. So I suspect you need to know the detail that it's deviating from to get some sort of appreciation. Or going,
Just going to say I might just dive in. But now that you've said that, I do like some background to my story if it is linked at all.
All right, next up, we've got Gamers, just a single exclamation mark. This has no trailer, as far as I could find. And the lead in this has exactly the same name as the lead in Yo-Kai Watch.
What's that character called again?
Keita Amano.
Oh, so not even just the same first
name? No, same complete name. Get your own names, Gamers.
And there's nothing more about what it's...
What it's about, Lair. It's about a club who like gaming.
Yeah. Doesn't everybody like games these days? Isn't that not a niche anymore? Isn't it not a... I don't know.
This is a romantic comedy about gaming.
Oh, well, now that you say that, it's...
no, definitely no, not one. It's based on a light novel. Of course it is. Maybe that's a joke. Maybe all the characters have got names after video game characters.
Yeah, maybe it could be.
Could be. Yeah. That seems like a good way to get sued, though.
Even just for a name.
Well, maybe, because you could, like, play one off as a coincidence, but if you're doing it for every single thing.
Oh, yeah, that's true. That's true.
You got, like, where does the parody law fall? Anyway, not watching that.
Nah.
Also not watching Hajimete no Gal, which is a horny gag anime.
Oh, yeah, I'll not lose any sleep by not watching this.
I mean, there's no other description for it based on the trailer. It just seems to be about horny teenagers.
The sad thing is, when I was going through this list, I was thinking, what a bad season of shows.
It's summer, it's always rough.
Yeah. They do get a bit better later on, though.
But the good news is, there's other stuff carrying on running, so.
Yeah.
Then you got Hina Logic from Look and Logic, which has already got episode 1 up on Crunchyroll. And this is a spin-off of Look and Logic, which I didn't watch.
What's a logistic... I can't even say it. Logisticalist.
Well, apparently...
What is one of those things?
They're people who see our foreigners.
Oh.
Foreigners are like people from another dimension, I believe, in this sense.
I see. Yeah,
I got like 3 or 5 minutes into the first episode and I was like, I can't take this. Really can't take this.
Yeah, it's not for me.
Next up, we've got another spin-off. This time it's Hitori Jimmy My Hero, which is a spin-off from Hitori Jimmy Boyfriend. Again, don't know the thing it's spinning off from. Not going to jump in now.
I seem to think the trailer looks emotional. And I can't remember what happens in this. I've just got the trailer looks emotional. We'll have to keep a lookout. And I can't remember what happens in the trailer. So I think it's just the music makes it far more dramatic than what it should be.
Yeah, you see, when you see things like that, you think, oh, that looks emotional. I see that as a trap. I see that as a trap. It's luring you into having feelings for something which doesn't deserve your feelings.
Yeah, I think you're right. You were bang on with that, actually. Because I'm a sucker for any... Like, there's stuff later on that I'm like, ooh, it could be worth a try because it looks quite dramatic. So, yeah, gets me every time.
Yeah, I'm always suspicious. Next we have Ikimen Sengoku, Toki o Kakeru Koi. This is Super Deformed CG Warring States Bishonen. CG is really, really bad.
See, I agree that it looks bad, but I think it's quite charming. There's something very... I'm hoping it's just shorts. They can't get full 25 minutes.
It must be shorts, surely. Yes. 25 minutes would be torture.
But no, I don't know. I don't know why, but I think it looks better than... It should for the CGI. Maybe after watching Gantz, the CGI looks worse. No, it definitely just looks bad. I've just put up the trailer again.
Yeah, it looks worse than the things the same studio's done before.
Mm.
Yeah, I thought maybe it was going to be one of the... Whichever studio does Good Fairies and things like that, where it's improv'd, but... No, it does actually have a script, so they don't even have that as an excuse.
Yeah.
Righty-ho. Next up, we've got Restaurant to Another World, in which characters from a bog-standard D&D-type world pop into a cafe to taste food from our world. Which, when I read the synopsis, I was like, that sounds like a really good idea. Then I watched the trailer, and I was like, that still sounds like a really good idea, but this does not look like a really good TV programme.
Yeah, I was disappointed. I was expecting some, like, really well-drawn and animated food getting cooked. And, like, when I used to watch Toriko, there was times you would look at the food and think, oh, that looks lovely. But there's no examples of that in the trailer for this.
Now, I will say we got burned last season on trailers in that me, Dwayne and Isle all thought that the trailer for Makaruna Akuno Gundan looked awful.
Right.
But then I actually watched it and I was like, oh no, hang on guys, look, we've got to watch this. This looks really, really good. The trailer is terribly misrepresentative of the actual show. So at the same time, it's easy to go quickly watch a short, which only runs like 4 minutes every episode and turned around. When you see the episode's 25 minutes, you're like, and the trailer looked bad. You're like, I'm not really willing to commit myself here.
Yeah.
To finding out.
I mean, it sounds daft enough, as you say. But I don't know if they'd get any. What kind of interesting reactions could you have to, like, a cheese toastie?
Yeah,
like, is it based on the reactions of the?
I'm not sure what story you get an entire series and series of novels out of. Because apparently the restaurant's in our world, but every Saturday, a door opens in this other world, and those people can come in.
Yeah.
And eat our food.
I don't know about this one.
Which feels like it should be a comical idea, but that wasn't really coming through in the trailer.
Not at all. Not at all.
Maybe the dialogue is really funny and because it's not subtitled, we're just not getting that.
Yeah.
Anyway, we must press on to another worlds in another world with my smartphone. Which asks the question, when you died, you got to keep your smartphone. And also, what if when you died, the next world you went into was just a bog-standard light novel sub-D&D fantasy setting?
All I could think of is they're going to try and hit home this joke that people don't know what a mobile phone is, and he's going to have to try and explain it or show them what it does.
Well, apparently he inherits the legacy of an ancient civilization.
What does his phone?
He does, apparently. Oh. How does he get a signal?
Good. Yeah, there's not going to be. Imagine when the battery runs out. That's it. You're done. Yeah, who thought this was a good idea? Who would want to watch this?
Yeah, and all the characters appear to be women, apart from the main character.
Of course.
Yeah. Unsurprisingly, it's based on a light novel. That's not the last we'll hear of going to another worlds. next group though. First of all, Hellgirl. Yoi no Togi. Hellgirl is back. Now I realised I've never seen Hellgirl.
Nor have I.
Apparently this is 6 new episodes and 6 episodes. I can't remember what euphemistic term they gave for repeats. there was some weird term which was like, oh, that's clearly going to be either repeat or recycled footage. So even if you are a Hellgirl fan, don't get your hopes up too high, I suspect.
Yeah, because I was like, oh, Hellgirl, I've heard of that, never seen it. And then I watched a trailer, I was like, oh, it's finally something with a little bit of conflict in the, you know, in the trailer. But that's because I'm basing it off what we've watched for the previous trailers. So it's kind of half on the list just because it's better than all the previous stuff that we've looked at so far, I think, potentially. So I base my opinions on what I've just watched previously in terms of trailers.
Next up, we've got Kronos Ruler, which is based on the comic Kronos Ruler. I don't know anything about this. I could not determine anything from the trailer. The synopsis here says on my anime list that it centers on Kronos Rulers. Well, one would hope they're in the title. Those who fight the time-eating demons that appear when people wish they could turn back time.
That sounds cool. And I like the look of his water sword that he has.
Yeah, I mean, the thing it's got going for me is it's got Michiko Yokote as the head writer. So,
and what's she done in the past?
Oh, most things. I think one point last year she had like 5 series she was writing in the same season. Yeah, so maybe
I think this looks okay.
It looks okay, but I'm not sure okay is enough anymore to get me watching a series.
Hard to impress these days.
I know. Haybot set the bar too high. Next up, we've got Kaito X Answer, which is apparently a sequel, is it, to something called Nazotokin? I don't know what that is, and I'm not sure it is a sequel, as it appears to have totally different characters, but they are based on the same game.
It's just not for me, this one. It's just...
I couldn't really understand what was going on. There's somebody who's got cats who are coming out of magic hats, but they're also wearing hats. And I couldn't tell whether he's the good guy or the bad guy in the trailer.
God knows.
Right, next up we've got Kakegurui. Anyway, I'm sure it'll get an English name at some point. So it is about wealthy teenage gamblers, and Niall is excited about watching this because he's a fan of the comic. It's based on, and it's from the director and screenwriter who did Garrow the Animation. That's the first animated Garrow, not the second one.
Ah, okay.
The one everybody likes.
Yeah. I do like the look of this, actually. And if it's got Niall's seal of approval, then it's... He knows his gambling stuff. It's probably going to be pretty good.
Yeah, so we'll probably be watching this on Let's Go. Next up, we've got Katsugeki/Tokenranbu, which is more Handsome Sword Boys from the Handsome Sword Boy card game. Which I'm only vaguely aware of, because isn't this the thing Ebby plays?
I don't know.
I think she used to make videos about them, and I was like, I don't know what this is.
There's that many games that people are playing and they post about. Without being rude, I kind of turn off in the next way. But I see all these screenshots of people's mobile phones and all this stuff of the games they're playing. I just don't take much notice. Sounds rude, but I think it looks okay though. I like samurais and swords, and hopefully he's got some badasses in there, so I don't look too bad.
Excuse me, I'm yawning.
Oh gosh, see, it's all that talk of
keeping me up,
card games, and
it was staying awake till 1:30 yesterday morning. This morning, rather, was doing it. Right, next up, we got Cleanliness Boy Aoyama-kun. This is a football manga adaptation about a really clean boy.
He's clean.
The trailer makes it look very poorly animated.
Yeah, it doesn't look good in that sense, but I don't think it looks too bad.
No.
I think the characters themselves might be...
The key art makes you want to watch it. The picture of him with his rubber gloves on and toilet brush in hand.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it looks quite funny.
Has the girl got like a baseball bat? With nails in it or something? Can't quite make it out. Yeah, it could be a thing I check out despite the trailer, I think.
See, I know what you're saying. It doesn't, visually it looks pretty bad, but it looks quite funny. There's somebody like with rolling their abs and stuff, and they're getting a yellow card for it, for lifting up their shirt.
Well, you do, so, don't you? Yeah.
Yeah, you do. I don't know why. I think it looks quite amusing. Yeah.
Yeah, and I think this is TMS, and there's another TMS program, which we'll get to later on, which seems to have similar problems with its trailer, but I still will probably check it out. Anyway, before we get to that, though, we've got Knights and Magic, with a distressing apostrophe for the people who don't like the apostrophes in the wrong place. So this is another light novel about someone reincarnated in another world. But this guy loves mecha as opposed to smartphones. But it still takes place in some sort of Dungeons and Dragons land.
It's the end thing.
Even with mecha.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not too big into me giant robots anyway. Something's got to be really good for me to like it. I don't think this is the one. I mean, it looks fine, but I wouldn't watch it. It just, I don't know, I think it'll just disappear off my radar, well off.
Then we've got Love and Lies. In a future where love and lies are outlawed, the government arranges your marriage when you reach 16. Our hero is a loser who is 15. What can he do to fight the power? I am going to guess that he's going to both love and lie. And it is from the people who brought you Poco's Udon World from last year, which I did not watch.
No, your description doesn't sell it. But I did watch a trailer, and it looks to be all POV. It looks to be all first person.
I don't think I found a trailer, but...
Again, I can't understand... I mean, it could work, but on the clip I watched, it was all first person. So if it's all first person in the series, it might be something different. So perhaps it's not as bad as what it sounds, or not as dull.
I'm just going to stick this on mute and see what it... Okay.
I found it on my iPad, so I can't link you. But I don't know whether it's just a coincidence or just the way they've done the trailer. I don't know what the dialogue's saying. It maybe explains why it's POV, but...
Oh, no, the second trailer. I had seen a trailer. No, the first trailer is just all POV, but the second trailer, you see the person whose point of view it is.
Well, disappointing. Yeah, I'm not going to bother then.
You might get seasick if it was all first person.
Yeah, true.
Then we get to Konbini Qureshi, which is about children hanging around a convenience store. And Anthony will see that my synopsis of this was just one of those only two school children allowed in the shop at a time signs. See, if they got all of those signs up, they wouldn't even have to make this show.
No, and it could be replaced with something else. Or nothing at all. Yeah, I just don't get... I just don't know. I don't know why anybody would be that into this. It's just such a mundane thing to make a show about. Unless the characters are fantastic. But they don't look that.
No. And if you're going to watch something about a convenience store, you should watch Mr. Nietzsche in the Convenience Store on Crunchyroll. Which is live action and very funny.
Right. Okay. Yeah, this isn't the one for me, I don't think, either.
Next up, we've got Made in Abyss, which is more Dungeons and Dragons, but this, because it's based on a web manga, the hero did not have to die to get there.
Thank God.
And it's also about exploring a cave system, which is something you would do in Dungeons and Dragons rather than the stuff they get up to in light novels.
I think it looks really bloody good.
Yeah. That's what I thought as well.
Honestly, I was like, this is, I think, I don't know, I can't think what else is on the list, but This is definitely one I want to
watch. Yeah, it's like if the character design is not the only hurdle you got to get over. It's like if you don't like super deformed or chibi character designs, that's probably the hurdle you got to get over. But from the trailer, it looks really good, and the world's design looks amazing.
And I'm not big on cutesy characters all the time, but I don't know, these fit within the world, and yeah, I'm very much on board with this, actually.
And it looks like a straight take of the next show we'll talk about, Magical Circle. The new adaptation of Mahoujin Guruguru, now with an official English name. Obviously, we've already discussed this on Dynamite in the Brain. I'm already a fan of the original series. I would say the trailer possibly makes it look better than the original series. So I'm really looking forward to seeing this.
We watched this, and I can't remember whether I liked it or not.
We watched the first episode, and I think you weren't sure. I think you were tending, you didn't dislike it, and you were confused that you might have liked it.
Okay.
I think that was the thing. I think you liked it despite the fact that it didn't seem like the sort of thing you would like.
Yeah. I don't think it looks as good as the original. You say it looks better.
I think there's more animation in this. I think maybe the shots are a bit closer and not as wide.
The
original, but I think there's more actual movement going on, at least from the scenes in the trailer.
Oh, there's lots going on, yeah. Oh, I definitely want to give it a try.
Hopefully it'll move a bit faster than the original adaptation did. It took them a long time to get anywhere in the first series.
Mm.
Next up, something else. Well, it's not something else. Something we probably won't get to see. I'm referring to something we mentioned on the podcast you'll hear after this. Marvel Future Avengers. So Marvel's anime here jumps back to Madhouse. I can't tell you what it's like because the video has not been made available in my country.
Yeah, I couldn't try anything down. I'd seen some pictures, like posters of it, and I just couldn't. I don't know. I'm sick. I'm sick of all Marvel stuff, honestly. I'm sick of comic book films and... So I'll just not watch this out of principle. I'll show them. I'll show you Marvel. Then again, there's something else later on that I guess has Marvel roots, and I'm all over that. So. I'm an idiot for saying that, but yeah.
See, this definitely looks better than Disc Wars did.
Oh, I forgot about that. In terms of character design. Mm-hmm.
I think it's the same writer as Disc Wars, and I'm not sure... The writing on Discworld was necessarily the problem. I think it was Toei's production values.
Right.
I mean, if I get a chance to see it, I'll probably watch it because, unlike Anthony, I'm not sick of Marvel stuff.
I don't know. I've still not seen, like, Guardians of the Galaxy 2 and stuff. I don't know.
You don't have to see it. But no, I'd say Guardians of the Galaxy 2 is a really good film.
Hmm. I know I'll enjoy it, but I feel like everywhere I look, everyone's just crazy for this. Now, I understand why, like, because a lot of times they are good, but I don't know, I need some variety. Maybe I'm just bitter.
There's plenty of variety there, Anthony.
There is, I know, that's the thing, but I just feel that everybody I know raves about these stuff. And
don't worry, they'll all be raving about Baby Driver next week.
Oh, they've already started.
Oh no, so, yeah, because they were showing preview screenings.
Yeah,
of it.
I know. I hear that's good.
Yes, I've got plans to go see it on Wednesday.
Yes, I'll watch that.
Right,
but this not so much. Not so much.
No, I'm not sure we'd get much of a chance to see this anyway. So, next up, Irresponsible Galaxy Star Tyler.
What the hell's a Tyler?
So, Irresponsible Captain Tyler was a novel series and it had an anime, I think, in 93, I want to say. People really like that TV series. It's one of these anime series like Nadia, Secret of Blue Water, where I've seen the start, I've seen the end, I haven't seen the middle.
And is it good, the original?
I like the start. The end did not make much sense to me without having seen the middle.
I see.
This apparently is about the descendants of the characters from the original story, and these are going to be shorts, and this kind of came out of nowhere. So there's no trailer for this.
Do you think this is going to be a big deal if all the old fans are...
I don't know if there is enough old fans.
That kind of show.
Yes. I think it's a show which has got fans who may have been noisy. It may bring some people back who Tyler was their favorite anime and they've not watched anime for a while. They'll come back, watch this and go, this isn't Tyler. And go away for good this time. Cause the character design looks a lot different. It looks a lot wackier than the original Tyler anime. I should probably watch it though.
Don't know. I mean, if it's a short.
Yeah, exactly. You know, next up, we've got 703X, Fastest Finger First, an anime about competitive quizzes. So obviously, it would be very off-brand if I didn't watch this.
I didn't realize it was quizzes. I thought it was basically who had the fastest finger. Non-stop competitions to see who was quickest. Yeah. I'm deadly serious. So I was like, oh my God, that sounds so niche. How could anybody want to watch that? But quizzes, that's a bit more. A little bit more.
This is the other TMS show where the trailer's got similar problems as the Cleanliness Boy trailer had. Where you're like, is this a bad trailer? Or is this a trailer for a bad show? Or is this just a bad trailer?
I'm not too into the premise, to be honest.
I know.
I don't know. I'd have to see what kind of questions.
It's going to be a sports anime without sports, hopefully.
Yeah. Perhaps.
Yeah, you might be right. It might depend on what sort of questions there is, how much variation there is.
Yeah. And how the characters get better at it. I don't know. Is it just going to be the smart kid who's really good? Or
just revising. Or maybe it just boils down to who's got the fastest fingers.
Exactly.
They may have to do specific finger training.
If they've got special moves and stuff, or there's one who can like stop time or something, make it a bit more crazier, then who knows? But doesn't look like that kind of show.
Next up, we've got Netsuzu Trap NTR. This is lesbian cheating-themed shoujo. The comic it's based on does not have good reviews.
Yeah, it just doesn't look like my cup of tea. Girls cheating on their partners for other people.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Lovely.
Next up, New Game, with 2 exclamation marks to distinguish it from the previous season of New Game, which only had 1 exclamation mark.
Oh.
This is a games design-themed gag anime, from what I read. Though it is a slice-of-life gag anime, so that means it does not have to actually be funny or contain any jokes.
Yeah, it doesn't. I mean, there's a fat cat with a scarf on. Got that going for
you. Yeah, because I read it was a gag, supposedly a comedy based on 4-panel strip, and then I watched the trailer. I was like,
is it?
Where? Surely some funny things should be happening, even if I don't understand the language.
Yeah. I mean, it's just literal, like, close ups and shots of the characters.
Yes.
Stood there doing nothing, or eating something, or looking at another character. Yeah, I'd probably not bother with this.
Next up, we've got Princess Principal. Core blimey, me old mucker. It's a right royal exoticizing of old London town going on here, and no mistake. Yeah, so 19th century London, where a wall divides east and west. So they're missing a trick if they don't use West End Girls by Pet Shop Boys as their theme song. Anyway, for all the complaints I had about the two TMS shows, this has a really well-cut trailer. So I was like, I don't like the character designs, but this is making me want to watch the show.
I think it looks really good. Like spies, espionage, and if there's double crossing and stuff, and I don't know, I quite like this. But we'll see.
Yeah, the trailer cut reminded me a bit of 91 Days. I mean, the characters and some of the like adult characters, character designs did as well. Because there's like bits in this trailer where it looks like cuts of loads of different crime or things going down, and you're like, almost like a Guy Ritchie type thing.
Yeah, it is a good trailer. It is.
Yeah, so yeah, watch the trailer, and you too might be convinced to watch it.
Even I don't know if there's something. I think it's got more than just a good trailer. That's what I'm hoping anyway. I hope I like this.
Next up, we've got Sayuki Reload Blast. It's only taken them 13 years, but they finally reached India. But I think within the story, it's taken them 500 years or something.
Wow. I think I could jump onto this. I'm serious. I mean, can't be that. I kind of missed that much, and I'm sure I could. I know the gist.
I think it's been how many Sayuki Reload series? I think this is the third or fourth, isn't it?
Oh, is it? Because we watched one.
Did we? Was that Reload or was that Sayuki?
Ah, good point. I can't remember. But either way, I mean, at the time that looked super dated. Whichever one it was, it didn't look that good. And but I don't know. I think it looks okay. I'm willing to give it a try.
Yeah, so I'm not willing to jump on at this point.
Is it too far gone?
Time. Time, you know.
You're right. I'm saying I'll watch this, I'll watch that.
Yeah, it's like you could spend that time catching up on Dragon Ball Super.
Well, I am. I need to catch up on a lot of stuff, and if a lot of stuff we've discussed isn't very good, it gives me a good chance to get back in the swing. But yeah, it's funny I'm saying that. Yeah, I'll watch this, I'll watch that. I'm super busy. but it didn't look too bad. Chances are fans of the other stuff will be going crazy.
Next up, more sequels. Senki Zeshu Symphogear AXZ. This is the fourth season of Symphogear. I have watched no seasons of Symphogear.
Yeah, I'll pass on this.
Then we've got Altair. A Record of Battles. So this is an award-winning, note, award was awarded by the publisher of the manga, Turkish-themed fantasy manga. And this is its anime. I totally overlooked this, I think because all the official trailers had been region-blocked. But it kind of looks like it could be good.
It does. I want to know more about it. Like, what's the gist, but I think it looks good for sure.
Yeah, I believe the creator of it is a historian who specializes in Turkish history.
Oh, see, that could be interesting because chances are I don't know the history.
It's fantasy world, but it's themed with elements of real life Turkish history.
Yeah, I'm on board. Looks good.
Then we've got Skirt no Naka wa Kedemono Deshita, which is a short, believe it or not, about a lesbian who's actually a man. And this is the follow-up to the short from last season, which was about fucking a monk.
Oh, wow. I mean, the trailer alone is, it's got some very 18-plus imagery.
If it's like the thing from last season, there'll be three different versions of it.
Oh, right.
Depending on where you're watching it.
Mm-hmm. So is this lesbian parading around as a lesbian? I suspect
there's very little plot to it, Anthony.
You're right.
I watched the first episode of the other thing, and there's barely any plot, and it's really quite poorly animated.
Yeah, I mean, there's lots of groping. That's the only word I can use to describe it in the trailer. It's very... caught me off guard, and yeah, you can't win them all. I won't be watching this.
Next up, we got TQ Season 9, which I believe the trailer may be longer than a typical TQ episode.
I didn't even bother watching the trailer. I wanted to prove that I won't be watching this by avoiding it completely.
I can't remember how far behind I am on TQ.
But as we always say, you could catch up
quite
very
quickly. Yes.
Yeah.
Where is TQ on my long... I'm currently on episode 87.
Of
96 episodes.
That's not too bad, then.
That's not too bad.
Too far behind.
Next episode I've got to watch is 28 Days Later with Senpai.
Mm. TQ. Yeah, I'll not be watching this one.
Will you be watching Tenshi no 3P, though?
Absolutely not as well.
The sort of show that was the reason we stopped doing these sort of previews before. So in this, a high school Vocaloid composer is asked by three elementary schoolgirls to help them form a band. Of course he is. Moving on.
I mean, yeah, it's not for me.
To The Reflection.
Here we go.
From the minds of Hiroshi Nagahama and Stan Lee comes a new superhero anime with music from Trevor Horn.
Who's Trevor Horn?
Trevor Horn, he used to be in the Buggles, Yes, for a bit.
Oh, okay.
He's probably more well known as a producer.
Right. I'm all over. I mean, when I watched the trailer, I thought it was someone doing an impression of Stan Lee at first.
No, it's very much
Stan Lee. I think it's. I wish they just showed more of it, but I don't think they have to.
No, apparently it's all going to be in that style as
well. Oh.
From what I hear.
Yeah. I mean, at the end, Stan Lee's got like a little model of the. Is he called The Reflection? Is that the name of the hero? But it looks super cool. I don't know. I like the look of it. I think this is going to be great. I want it to be so good.
Has Nagahama done anything since Flowers of Evil flopped?
Well, I love Flowers of Evil.
I know, but very few did.
Yeah, I don't think there's much else going on, but...
I mean, I've liked other stuff he did. That's why Flowers of Evil seemed like a misstep for me.
Hmm. Trying to think what else.
Oh, Mushishi. He's been back to do some more Mushishi.
All right, okay.
Since then. Yeah, looking forward to this. It's original stuff. Mm. I suspect it's more from the mind of Nagahama than it is Stan Lee.
How old's Stan Lee now? He's got to be
getting up. He's well in his 90s. Yeah, you see missing out the great Stan Lee stuff in Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2.
Oh, that's right. Okay. He's 94.
There you go.
Getting on well. But yeah, his interview at the end of this trailer, I was laughing. He's such a character. But I think it's good. I really want it to be good. I don't want to say I think it's going to be good because, I mean, I remember liking the look of Ninja Slayer from the trailers. Like, imagine it did a Ninja Slayer. This is just like promo art.
Don't get my hopes up, Anthony.
Oh God, I'd be so disappointed. But no, I don't know, the main hero or whatever it is looks great. Cause we don't know if these are heroes, cause these could be bad guys, couldn't they?
They could be. We don't know.
Cause it does say in the trailer that something about how will the humans fight against them or something like that. I don't know, but I was excited. When I first, a 3:15 trailer, this is going to be slow, but it wasn't. Stan Lee's voice, what more could you want?
Next up, we've got Surazure Children. The modern anime's most accomplished pervert, Hiraku Kaneko, a man who signs his name as boobs and a vagina, somehow ends up doing a romantic comedy four-panel gag strip anime, and it looks as boring as all get out.
Yeah, it's just not one of the... Even if it looked great...
A lot of his shows do look great. I mean, they're absolute filth, but they do look great. And this does not look great in the trailer. Maybe it flows better as a series. I don't know if it's going to be a full half hour or shorts or what it's going to be. Anyway, on to Vatican Miracle Examiner, in which someone appears to have made an entire series out of The Simpsons episode Lisa the Skeptic. So this is about a scientist and a cryptographer, is it? Who work for the Vatican, and they, whenever a miracle's reported, they go and examine the miracle to determine whether or not it is a miracle or something else is going on.
I think it looks okay.
Yeah, I think Niall was joking after we recorded last week about how we should watch this, and then I watched the trailer, I was like...
It looks fine.
After a lot of the crap I've just watched, it seems pretty good.
Yeah, I think it does. I mean, is it going to be a case of that, like, fraudsters are trying to do miracles?
I assume that will be cases. I'm assuming there'll be all sorts of things going on.
Yeah, there's definitely magic and supernatural stuff going on.
Yeah, and I'm sure also you're supposed to hope that maybe the two leads will kiss at some point, but they never will.
Yeah, people will be thinking that.
Yeah,
I think it looks good. I think it looks all right. Put that on the list to watch.
Then we've got Yokai Apartment no Yugen na Nichijo. This should be a good idea for a show. A man moves into an apartment building full of yokai. It does not look like a good show.
Nah, it doesn't. Does not. So this is the kind of thing that just annoys me. Yeah, I wouldn't last long with this.
And then finally, Classroom of the Elite. Another light novel. Another light novel about how a class of the worst kids in school have to fight against the actual elite in the school. From directed by a guy who's done that story numerous times already.
He's
the Assassination Classroom director.
Oh well, I like that.
Yeah.
So, knowing that, it's gone from a ugh to a more of a hmm for this one. But I think I'd rather watch Assassination Classroom.
Exactly, you're not finished watching that yet. Might as well watch that. That's got an alien in it.
Exactly. But you never know, it might turn out really good.
Now, there's a bunch of stuff which hadn't got release dates yet, but are supposedly starting in July. But we won't talk about them.
Okay.
Not even the one.
So what's your A number one pick? What is your...
My A number one pick of the new stuff. It would probably be The Reflection.
Yeah, it's got to be.
I don't know. Ooh, actually,
That
Magic Circle's probably my number one pick.
Made in Abyss. I'm going to pick Made in Abyss, perhaps. I would agree with those, though.
Because Magic Circle, I know I'm already predisposed to.
Yeah.
It's probably a surer bet than The Reflection is. The Reflection is kind of exciting to see, and Made in Abyss looks pretty good as well. And might check out, the Altair Record of Battles and maybe Vatican Miracle Examiner as well.
Yeah. Oh, Principal. What was it?
Princess Principal. Yeah. Maybe. And also, Welcome to the Vault. There's plenty to watch. More than I can
watch. There is. When you put it in perspective, when you're not watching a trailer after a trailer and thinking about it, there's some good stuff.
Yeah, I think Welcome to the Vault is highly likely to be really good.
Oh yeah, for that as well.
Definitely more, better chance of that being good, I would say, than Altair or Vatican Miracle Examiner has, or even Principal. Yes.
There's a good 5 picks there.
Yeah.
Safe picks.
Which is more than you can really ask for, I think.
Yeah.
It's just when you take, because we rarely, for like the past few years, we've not really looked at the stuff we weren't interested in.
I usually just look at a picture, brief read of the synopsis, and go, nope.
And for a while, it seems to be like a never-ending... When you do that, for me, it's been like a never-ending flow of stuff I love. And October is going to be insane. I'm not going to have enough time to watch everything.
Well, what's the big thing in October? Is Black Clover in October?
Could be. We don't know for sure. Classicaloid Season 2. Mr. Osomatsu Season 2. Blood Blockade Battlefront Season 2.
Oh, yeah.
Time Vocab 24 Season 2. There's lots of returning stuff that I already know I like. And returning stuff of stuff I like, but I haven't had time to watch the first series of as well. So it'll be... And obviously, Dragon Ball Super will no doubt still be going. Because I think they've said now that their plan is to go up at least until where Dragon Ball Z ended. And then maybe go past that as well.
Hefty.
And we'll still have My Hero Academia that I'm watching this season, Rage of Bahamut, Virgin Soul, and Dragon Ball Super, and a bunch of shorts, which will still be chugging along.
Yeah. I mean, I've been off the wagon for a while, but I've got some good stuff that I need to watch and catch up on. 91 Days.
Yeah.
I need to watch. Because I think I would really like that, and people keep saying it's up my alley, so I need to watch that.
Yeah, I think it might even be worth waiting to see if it gets a Blu-ray release, and if they make the episodes which look like shit look better.
Okay, yeah. Well, I'm in no rush. That's the beauty of it. I don't have to... Because there's plenty of other things.
It gets increasingly rough going as the story's good, but the animation gets... There's like a shot of some baked beans, which is the worst thing I've ever seen.
What, in tin or out of tin?
Out of tin.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, you can't really mess up a tin of beans.
No, but you can mess up somebody cooking some baked beans in a pot. It was like there was not enough in betweens on that can of baked beans.
What? So it's like a.
It looks.
What do you mean?
It looks like
no gaps.
No, it's like the beans are like jumping, like teleporting in the pot because there's like, they're supposed to be like moving around when he's stirring them. But yeah, it's
sounds good.
It's pretty shocking. It's like, why even do that shot? Because it seems like something really hard to animate in the first place.
Yeah, I wouldn't jump to that to try. Yeah, that's for sure. And have you finished Rage of Bahamut yet? Is that?
No, I haven't finished the first series. I've jumped straight. Yeah, we've jumped straight into the second.
Whoa, you can't do that.
You can do that.
Is it actually a different story?
It's set 10 years after the first story.
Oh, interesting. Because I've just got back onto the first series again, and
it's really good. The lead character is not in the first series.
Interesting.
There are plenty of characters who are, and increasingly there's characters from the first series showing up.
Have they aged? Have they done it well?
It's 10 years. Yeah, so they haven't aged especially noticeably, but you can definitely tell they're a little older.
Oh, that's good. That's good. Yeah, it's on the... So with My Hero Academia, because the annoying thing with that is I never liked the manga. I couldn't get into it. And it seems everybody loves the series, so I think I'm definitely wrong about it.
You are.
Which I'm happy to hold my hands up with that and say I'm wrong, but got to get on that as well. Yeah.
Yep. Righty-ho. That wraps everything up. Let's do some plugs. So this coming August, if you are at Kitacon, you should come to some events that I'm running.
All of them, not just some of them.
Yeah, come to all of the events. Yeah, go ahead. Knock yourselves out. So on the Friday of Kitacon, I will be running something called Anime Space Disco, where I shall be talking about disco and its relationship to anime and also space. Originally, it was just going to be about anime in space disco in space in anime, but it kind of evolved a bit past that. Then on the Saturday, I shall be running Madstravaganza. So we'll be back in the theatre. So if you were disappointed and missed out last year at AmiCon, you should be able to get a seat this time. And then finally on the Sunday, it will be Dynamite in the Brain Live Convention Championship Podcasting, in which two teams of podcasters will do battle in some of Brian's games. We'll have Anthony.
Yes.
We'll have Gary. We'll have Niall, and we'll have Elliot. And that will be happening at 11:30, so drag yourselves out of bed for that. Though, to be honest,
be good.
To be honest, it's always actually it seems to be the Friday people have trouble dragging themselves out of bed for, because they get there a day early and do all their drinking on Thursday night.
Yeah, it's the best way to be. Best way to be.
Also, people are getting older.
Oh, God, yeah. Yeah, I'll be sat in the bloody games room playing board games for most of Kitacon, probably. Pleased to be.
Yep. Anything you want to plug, Anthony?
Twitter is AntAskew. Also, I've got a YouTube channel, which is also AntAskew. So go watch and look at my tweets. That's it.
Righty-ho. If you enjoy this podcast, then subscribe to it on iTunes, Stitcher, or your podcast aggregator of choice. Next week on the show, for real this time, Ganso. We know it's for real. We've already recorded it. Goodbye.
Bye.
Your life's gone down the drain. Your body's wrecked with pain. There's just one thing to blame. Dynamite in the brain. Dynamite in the brain. Dynamite in the brain. Dynamite in the brain.